Welcome, and thank you for streaming this sermon. At Heritage Baptist Church, we believe that the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus can truly change lives. So it is our hope and prayer that this service stirs up your affection for Christ and helps you to draw closer to Him. For more information, please visit hbchaslett.org.
Tonight, I know I sure love him and appreciate that song tonight. Abby, you did good. Caleb, you did okay. Appreciate that song. Now, I love hearing them sing. Every couple that gets married ought to have to sing together. That'd be great, wouldn't it? And that'd be good. Well, maybe not. I know some of y'all. Hebrews chapter 11 tonight. Hebrews chapter 11 tonight. I normally don't tell you a lot about my study process and all that stuff, but tonight I will say I've struggled with this message. I don't know why until today. I just really kind of struggle with it. And, of course, when I get done tonight, you may say, well, we struggled with it too. But I just want to let you know my heart tonight that I struggle. And, you know, you struggle with messages a lot of times because it hits home. And I will say that is true with this one. And this is kind of a different message that I would normally preach, I think, and so we'll kind of look at things backwards tonight, and we'll look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, and we could have spent the whole series in the book of Hebrews studying the heroes of the faith, and we have studied some of them, but I want us to look at Enoch just for a moment. But I want us to notice some things about him and about what is said about him in Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 5, we see the Bible says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. In other words, he was the first one raptured. Ain't that good? And that's all right with me. I'd like to be translated even right now. Wouldn't that be good? I got no objections to it. That would be awesome, actually. Especially if I was just the only one. Wouldn't that be pretty cool? They all be like, where'd he go? I wish we had a trap door, Pastor. I'd just disappear and see what they thought. Crystal would be like, I told you, Billy, we wasn't saved. No, just kidding. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. Well, what a testimony. That he pleased God. That he pleased God. Listen, I was at school yesterday and Brother Rixby preached the message on the dash. You know, between the year we're born, we have nothing to do with the year we're born. We have nothing to do with the year we die. Or shouldn't have nothing to do with the year you die. And he says what we can handle or what we can have a part of is that dash. And if you could read the tombstone of Enoch, you would see that it would say he was born here, died here, but in between is that he pleased God. That he pleased God. And we understand that, how can you please God? Well, it tells us in the next verse, verse 6. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So if we just do some reasonable thinking here, that how do we know that Enoch pleased God? It was by that first two words, by faith, right? Is that we know that it was that Enoch was a man of faith, because without it he could not have pleased God. So we're going to look at that phrase, but notice the rest of that verse. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, in other words, that he is, that he exists, right? If you're going to have faith, you better believe that he exists, that he is. He is, that all he is that there is no other. There is no other creator that he is. He is God Almighty. He said, I am that I am. In other words, he is. And notice what else it says, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, is that we must believe that once we serve him or serve him by faith, is that he rewards that. That he is the one that rewards that. And so we'll look at some things tonight, talking about pleasing faith. Pleasing faith as after we pray. Father, we love you and thank you for the day. And God, I come humbly before you and, Lord, bowing at your feet and just asking you, Lord, once again, Lord, would you lay your hand upon my life right now as I preach your word. Lord, I count it an honor and a privilege to be in this pulpit tonight and, Lord, to open your word and to preach it. And God, that your people would be here and that they would hear it. But Lord, I pray that they not hear my opinion, my voice, but they'd hear your voice through your word, through the Holy Spirit tonight. Lord, I certainly yield myself to you, Lord, to your Holy Spirit, to your word, and to your will tonight. Asking that you would just use me, Lord, and just to be a voice for you tonight. Lord, and I pray that you would, anything that's in my mind, Lord, that you would have me not to say, Lord, please cast it out. And Lord, everything you want me to say, Lord, put it in my lips tonight. I love you, Lord, and I ask that you bless now. In Jesus' name, amen. Enoch had a great testimony that he pleased God. Why did he please God, or how did he please God? Well, he pleased God because he had faith. And so, two things about Enoch that we know. There's not a lot in the Bible about Enoch. We know that he was born. We know that he pleased God. We know that he died. And we only see it really in a couple passages in the Scripture. Two things we know about him, as we found here in chapter 11, verse 5, is that he pleased God. And then if you go to Genesis, and you just write this down, Genesis 5:24, and you know this verse, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So Enoch walked with God. Two things were said about Enoch, is that, number one, he pleased God, but number two, that he walked with God. There's no other way around this, is that those two go hand in hand. But in verse 6, I believe it kind of gives us a little more explanation into Enoch's life. Because it says, without faith it is impossible to please him. And so it's telling us a little more about Enoch's life. That Enoch, yeah, walked with God and he pleased God. But how did he do those things? He did those things through great faith. And what great faith he must have had is in walking with God in those times. It is impossible to please God. Not that it's difficult, not that it's hard, but it is impossible to please God without faith. Would you agree with that? Because that's what the Scripture says. You realize that if you don't have faith in your life, you are not pleasing God? See, some people thought tonight, not here at this church, but other churches, that when they walked in the door, is that he's proud of me. Right? Or they thought, wow, because I read my Bible, God's pleased with me. But the Bible doesn't say that He's pleased with us in those things. It's that He's pleased with us when we have faith. When we have faith and we walk by faith, because the just shall live by faith. That was preached in the Old Testament. That was preached in the New Testament. And if we step outside of living in faith, here's what the Bible says. We don't please Him. Hello? That's the Scripture. See, and that's why I want to break this down backwards tonight, is to see what happens when we don't please Him and how we don't please Him. And the Bible tells us also in Revelation chapter 4, in verse 11, in the last part, it says, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. God takes pleasure in us. But He takes pleasure in us when we have faith in Him. And I'll prove that to you here in a little while. Matter of fact, if you could look back at chapter 10 and verse 38, he says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Boy, if we draw back from our faith, life of faith, God says he has no pleasure in us. We must live a life of faith. Nuala, a commentator, said this. He talks about the two elements that are seen here. He says, these two elements seem most simple, but alas, how many professing Christians, and he's talking about back over in chapter 11 and verse 6, he says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek them. This is what he says. How many professing Christians act as if God were not living, that's that believe that he is, and how many others thought seeking after him are not expecting him to be a rewarder. And not expecting God to be that great rewarder. And by the way, he's going to reward us one day with heaven. We ought to be thankful for that. And we ought to be thankful one day we'll stand before him and those crowns will be given or those will be taken away. I want to kind of look at this backwards. Hopefully I can get into this thing. Get going. You ever get in your truck and you just can't? I was at a red light the other day when it rained. And I could not move. My tires are getting a little, wore out. And I couldn't move. That was so embarrassing. I was on 287 going down to get on 820. I was sitting at the red light. Everybody else was past me. I was zzzz. Maybe I should have had a Chevy. So, but anyway, I finally put my foot out and started kicking and we got going. But it's embarrassing when you can't get going. So I'm trying to get going tonight. Number one, I want you to think about this. What if we don't have faith? What happens in our life? What is it? What happens in us not pleasing God? Well, I want to look at it backwards. Number one, we see when we don't have faith in our life and when we're not pleasing to God, it cuts your communion with God. When you're not having faith in God, He said that we must believe that He is. In other words, that communion that He is with us, that He is walking with us, that communion we have as friend to friend, that communion we have as my Father and as I am His Son and we walk together. In other words, we have no fellowship with Him when we have no faith in Him. It cuts our communion with Him. When we fail to have faith, we fail to walk with God. When we fail to have faith, we fail to walk with God. Because why? We can't see God. Hello? Please say hello, yes. Please. No, I saw him a while ago. Yeah, he was over at Joe's eating too much pizza. You did not see God, right? We don't see God with the physical eye. But I see Him through faith. I see Him through through creation. I see Him through people's lives, yes. But when we don't have faith, we don't see Him with us and we miss that communion that we have with Him. When we sit down and we sup at His table and have fellowship with Him, we miss that when we don't have faith. And by the way, when you don't have communion with God and don't have fellowship with God, guess what? You're not pleasing to God. Because if you're not communing with God, you're communing with the world. The opposite of faith is flesh or fear, which comes from the flesh, right? We see some things. Matter of fact, let me give you what C.H. Spurgeon said. Spurgeon said this, "Faith is the hand of the soul, and without it we have no grasp of eternal things." In other words, when we don't, the faith is the hand of the soul, and when we don't have it, we don't have a grasp of eternal things. When we're not communing with God, when we're not walking with Him by faith, we don't think about those eternal things. We don't think about how He's walking with us and preparing us for tomorrow and for the next generation and preparing us to be in the image of His Son. It cuts our communion with God, and we have no fellowship. Matter of fact, Romans 8:8 says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." See, when we don't have faith in Him, I'm not talking about salvation, I'm talking about as Christians. When we don't have daily faith in Him, we break that communion with Him. Or we break that fellowship with Him. You know why that is? Is because when we don't have faith in God, we're saying, "God, I don't think You can handle this." We say, "Lord, I don't think You can handle this." And we begin to walk in the flesh. And when we walk in the flesh, we cannot please Him because we are walking without faith. Why? Because the flesh has no communion with God. Let me give you the second thing that it cuts. Not only does it cut your communion with God, it also cuts your confidence in God. In other words, it cuts your partnership with Him. See, when we don't walk by faith, we lose confidence, or our confidence is cut in God. Our partnership with Him is severed in two. You see, a lot of people today believe that God can do the little, but He cannot do the big. But God can do anything. God can do anything. Enoch walked with God. Enoch was pleasing to God. Why? Because he communed with God. He walked with God. He had that communion. He had that fellowship with God. But also he had a partnership with God. In other words, he had confidence in God. And that's why God took him. God took him out of this world because Enoch had confidence in God. Faith is confidence in God that He can and will do. Believe that He is God, the God of all power. This is also what Spurgeon said. When the creature dares to trust his Creator, how can the Creator be pleased? You ever thought about that? Let me say that again. This is C.H. Spurgeon, a lot smarter than I am. I had trouble reading his book today. When the creature dares to trust his Creator, how can the Creator be pleased? In other words, God created us, and God created us to walk in faith and to live by faith. And when we don't have faith in Him, we lose confidence. In other words, we sever that confidence that we have in Him. Listen, if you've got confidence in God, you should be able to move mountains. If you have confidence in God, you should be able to see beyond the veil of death and see where He's going to take you one day. You should be, if you have confidence in God, you should be able to look beyond the shadow of that sickness you're going through and see what God's doing on the other side. And when you have confidence in God, you can walk by faith and you can walk in that great faith that you need to walk in. Why? Because you've got confidence in an all-powerful God. Listen, if you want somebody to move a bus, don't call me. You pick somebody big. And God's mighty big. We used to sing those songs as kids, didn't we? God's bigger than the boogeyman, you know? How big is God? And all these songs that we sing and all these verses that we know on God. But sometimes we fail to have confidence in Him. And we break that partnership that we have with Him through faith, and we become non-pleasing in His sight because no longer are we having confidence in Him. You will never come to a barrier in your life that God cannot handle. You'll never come to a valley in your life that is so deep God cannot smooth it over, whatever He may do in that time. Because we must see that we have confidence in God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12 says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of Him." We have access, or we have that confidence in by going into the holy place with Him, that we can pray and that we can approach His throne of grace in a time of need and find help. Why? Because we have confidence in Him. We have a partnership with Him because Jesus Christ bridged that gap between us and Him. There's one mediator between God and man. It's the man Christ Jesus. I have confidence in God because I have a mediator. I have confidence in God because I know He lives. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us." 1 John tells us, John told us that, hey, if we have confidence in Him, we can ask anything in His name and He will hear it. He will answer. You ever go to God and go, "Lord, I don't know if You're going to answer this one." Glad I'm not guilty of that. "Lord, I know I probably shouldn't be asking You this." Most of the time, whenever I have that attitude, it's something about myself. But let me say, I have confidence in God can do anything. Now, He'll do it according to His will. We know that. He's not going to step outside of His will and do things. But He will do it according to His will. And when we have faith in God, we'll pray according to His will. We will be pleasing to God in our confidence toward Him, in our partnership with Him. But let me give you this last one. This is the one that got me today. Is talking about Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Enoch pleased God. Can you imagine that partnership and that fellowship they had? Well, that must have been some sweet fellowship and a sweet partnership as they walked hand in hand. And God said, "You know what? You've heard this all your life. Hey, we've walked so far. I'll go and take you to heaven. We're closer to My house than we are to yours." And he was not, because God took him. Could you imagine that day? "Enoch, you want to come on home with Me?" "Yes, sir." Where did Enoch go? He was not, because God took him. That's what the Bible says. But I want to give you this last thing. Is that when we don't have faith in God, we're not pleasing to Him. It not only cuts our communion with God, our confidence with God, but it cuts your commonality with God. Your friendship with God. You see, I thought about this, and man, this is the one I struggle with. I'm just being honest with you. Is that when you have friendship and when you have faith and when you're pleasing to God, when you're walking together, you have commonality. In other words, the same things that God's interested in are the same thing you'll be interested in. See, when we have faith and confidence in God, and when we have that communion with God, and we're hanging out with God, we're walking with God, and we're every day of our life is with God, we will become more like His Son. And in becoming more like His Son and hanging around God more, guess what? We become more alike. You want to know why I lose my burden for souls? It's not God's fault. It's my fault. Because why? I'm not pleasing to Him like I should. My faith is not where it is in Him like it was. And there's times that I go to places and the Lord pricks my heart. And man, it's so hard. I know I need to witness to these people. I was at the Dollar General not too long ago. And the Holy Spirit just kept saying, hey, witness this guy, witness this guy. I was like, there's people in line. So I took the shortcut. I invited him to church. I said, hey, and his name's Tyler. I said, Tyler, you go to church anywhere? He said, no, sir, I don't. I was like, well, hallelujah. I like when people are just honest with you, don't you? Hey, when people lie to you. Oh, yeah, I go to Heritage Baptist Church. Like, I go to that church. I've never seen you before. Oh, I mean, I go to another church that's called Heritage, you know? But I said, well, would you ever consider coming visiting our church? He said, I sure will. He hasn't been here, but you know what? The Lord smote my heart, you know? And you say, well, that's a good testimony. I wish I had many more of those because the Lord's told me a lot more times than I've not done, right? Because why? I don't have the faith in God that He'll speak to this young man or this young lady or this elderly person, whoever it may be. And see, the closer I get to God, the more commonality or the more common that we things we have in common with each other. In other words, when I see a lost soul, I become burdened for that lost soul. Why? Because God is. I'll have a hungering for the Word of God. I'll have a hungering to pray. I'll have a hungering to do things for God because I love Him and I want to please Him. But the only way I can please Him is by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. In other words, if I cast faith out of my life, I am not pleasing to God. I would hate to know that as a child that my mom said, you sure aren't... Well, she probably did say this a few hundred times. Son, you sure aren't pleasing to your mom and daddy. Okay. How do I become old? How do I become, a blessing to you guys? It's called obedience. Right? And it's the same thing with God, is that by faith we obey Him. Why? Because I can't see Him. I can see my parents. I can see that belt coming off my dad's pants. Right? Had Donnie stamped on the back of my rear end a few times. That was my dad's name. You know? Or I had Levi, whatever the belt was named, you know? But you know what? I physically can't see God. But by faith I can. And by faith, if I walk in faith and live in faith toward God and confidence and I have that communion with God, we're going to have things in common. We'll have commonality with each other. We'll have a friendship with each other. We'll have the same interests. Because people that are friends together, people that are close friends together, they agree on most things. How can two walk together unless they what? Agree. And how can we walk with God unless we agree with Him? Unless we agree with His Word. And how do we agree with His Word? We agree by faith. I was born in 1976. When I die, don't know. 2019. 2040. I don't know. Right? Glad I don't know. I may be translated into Spanish. I don't know. Or English. But I may be translated. But you know what? In that dash of my life, I can either live my life for Jesus Christ and have faith in Him, or I can live it and say, Michael Wiggins pleased the flesh. Michael Wiggins pleased himself. Michael Wiggins pleased the world. I look at some of these Hollywood people, they make you want to gag. When they get behind a mic and they're so proud of their sinful life, I want Him to be pleased with my life. I want them to say that He pleased God. How did He do that? By faith. If we don't have faith in God, we're not pleasing to Him. I want to be pleasing to God. I want the Father to be pleased with my life. I want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Tonight, how's your faith in God? You have that communion with Him? Do you have that time that you spend with Him in faith, believing that He is? But also, not only that, but do you have confidence in Him that not only that He is, but that He is a rewarder, that He is a doer. In other words, that He will be the one that rewards our faith. And are you, do you have commonality with God? In other words, you commune with Him and you have confidence in Him enough to know that what He likes is what we should like. You know, we, a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, I sure was as a pastor, but I always wanted to change people. Don't do this, don't wear this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Why, Pastor? Because I said so. Instead of saying, you know what, if we just love Him, you'll want to do right. I've seen people come into church and fall in love with Jesus, and not one time did you ever have to tell them to stop drinking, stop smoking, stop this, whatever, start reading their Bible, start praying and all this stuff. Not one time. Because you know what? The Lord does that work, and sometimes it's slow, isn't it? He's still working on me. Right? But you have faith in Him, and I promise you, if you have faith in Him, and you have faith in Him every day of your life, He or she please God. Let's pray. Let's stand tonight. I'll pray we have a verse of invitation as we stand together tonight. Father, we love You. Lord, tonight I know You've spoken to my heart. Lord, how about my faith? Lord, my confidence in You, my communion with You. Lord, my commonality that we have together. Lord, I pray that You would bless us. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, I pray tonight that You would just bless Your people, God. Lord, I was sent here tonight to preach to me. And Lord, if there was some hearers that heard it also, Lord, then praise be to You. Lord, tonight I lay myself at Your altar tonight. I just say, Lord, work in my life. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help me to walk and live by faith. Lord, thank You for Your word, how powerful it is. Lord, bless Your invitation now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hymn 153 as Pastor comes.
On behalf of our church and staff, thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons and more information about our church, please visit hbchazlett.org.